listener production.
Good morning, Lauren Wilson here with your local news briefing. Mackay was buzzing for the Prime Minister to officially open the Pioneer River pontoon yesterday, but not all locals were impressed. Councillor Martin Bella took to Facebook to express his disappointment after disabled fishermen had been ushered on from the area so the PM could cut the ribbon, also making comment to those sleeping rough just 300 metres away. Anthony Albanese reassured that the government is investing massively in housing. He also said that the Commonwealth had not yet received an application for the pumped hydro project after being met by protesters from Save Yungala. A Queensland agronomist has accused the two big supermarkets of bully boy tactics in a submission to the Supermarket Pricing Select Committee. The committee's goal is to understand and address problems around the price at the checkout and is continuing regional hearings today. In agronomist Judy Plaff's submission yesterday, she slammed the big two, saying they force farmers to take a lower price so their profit margin remains healthy.
If Australia really values fruit and vegetable growers producing fresh, clean, green product, then we have to start seeing farmers being paid properly and not being vulnerable to the bully boy tactics that the supermarkets use.
Eating a wide variety of foods is the best way to avoid potential allergies, according to a nutrition expert. Associate Professor Severine Navarro from the QMIR Berkovo Medical Institute says a common mistake parents make is avoiding one type of food in fear of potential allergies. She says avoiding gluten is the most common myth, and children must be properly diagnosed.
Until then, avoiding gluten will actually do more harm than good, because you will increase your threshold of reactivity against it, and even if you're not celiac, you may start becoming bothered by it.
The researchers are also on the edge of a new breakthrough drug that can prevent allergies forming altogether. And if you want more local news, you can download our free listener app.